You. Distinguished Chair, Excellencies, esteemed colleagues, and Indigenous brothers and sisters, I'm honored to address this session of the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and share updates on the significant progress we have made since our last gathering. Our commitment to enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples in the United Nations system has yielded promising developments both in Geneva and New York. First, I'm pleased that we have successfully secured two intersessional meetings here in Geneva, with the first scheduled for next week, Thursday, the 18th of July, and Friday, the 19th of July, and the second on the 17th and 18th of October this year. These meetings, as outlined in Resolution 54/12, paragraph 16, aim to facilitate a dialogue among states, relevant UN agencies, international organizations, indigenous peoples from the seven socio-cultural regions, national human rights institutions, and civil society organizations. The objective is to explore concrete ways to enhance the participation of indigenous peoples in the work of the Human Rights Council. Following these intersessional meetings, the co-facilitators will collaborate with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to prepare a joint report. This report, summarizing the discussions and outcomes, including specific recommendations, will be presented to the Council before its 59th session. Importantly, Indigenous peoples will be able to participate in these meetings without requiring ECOSOC status. This marks a significant improvement compared to the OHCHR workshop in 2022. The goal is to build upon the summary of 2022 and develop a comprehensive text to be presented in June 2025 as per the resolution. Now, turning to the process in New York within the General Assembly context, consultations are ongoing with the appointment of co-facilitators and Indigenous advisors. The zero draft resolution on enhanced participation has recently been released, proposing an extension of negotiations for another GA year. It also includes plans for a workshop and requests access for Indigenous peoples into the third committee. A virtual consultation is scheduled for the 15th of July, followed by an in-person consultation on the 22nd of July in New York City. We are hopeful that the resolution will be adopted by the General Assembly in early September. In our journey towards enhanced participation, several key principles and general remarks must guide our efforts. First, inclusive consultations. Consultations must always occur with Indigenous peoples and member states in the room and in person. All informal and formal consultations and negotiations should be conducted in an open, inclusive, and transparent manner, ensuring Indigenous peoples are included at every stage. Number two, collaborative efforts. States must work collaboratively with Indigenous peoples on enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples at the UN. This collaboration should encourage more Indigenous peoples to engage in this crucial work. Number three, continued interactions. It is essential that interactions between Indigenous peoples and member states continue to be based on equality, trust, respect, goodwill, and frankness. These interactions should align with the purpose of the UN, as outlined in its charter, with a focus on global concerns for humanity and the environment. Number four, regional consultations. States should collaborate with Indigenous peoples to organize regional consultations on enhanced participation. Number five, alignment with key instruments. Our efforts must align with the Charter of the United Nations, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and international law. Six, the status accorded to Indigenous peoples should reflect our right to self-determination, distinct from NGOs, civil society, observers, and states. To conclude, I invite you all to join us for the Indigenous Coordinating Body side event on Thursday, the 11th of July, from 11 to 12 in room 26. This event is open to states, Indigenous peoples, and other interested parties, providing an opportunity for further information and discussion on these crucial topics. Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to our continued collaboration in enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples at the UN. Thank you.